1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Bill Clinton's name appeared in documents released that relate to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. One Epstein victim, Virginia Giuffre, did not accuse Clinton of wrongdoing, but her attorney said that he was a key person who could provide information about Epstein and his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
There are more documents to come later today. Giuffre's lawyer has said the public has rightly demanded to know how Epstein operated his vast global sex trafficking enterprise and got away with it for so long.
Former President Trump has said he knew Epstein like others did in Palm Beach, Florida. He's not accused of wrongdoing. He's seeking another term in the White House and asked the Supreme Court to overturn the Colorado decision that bars him from the state primary ballot. And the U.S. says it was not involved in blasts in Iran that killed at least 95 people during a ceremony for a military commander killed in a U.S. strike. This is ABC News. Dozens of people are still missing in western Japan after the New Year's Day earthquake. The death toll stands at 84. We're now learning about the threat of a shooting on a plane in the cockpit.
It was August of 2022 when then Delta Airlines first officer Jonathan Dunn allegedly threatened to shoot the captain of the plane if he diverted the Salt Lake City-bound flight to Grand Junction, Colorado because of a passenger's medical emergency on board. It was a last flight of a three-day trip for the crew. Dunn is accused of threatening in great detail how he would shoot the captain with the weapon he had as part of a program to arm pilots and that he would tell authorities a captain went crazy. Dunn is charged with interference with a flight crew. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Flight cancellations across the country falling last year to their lowest level in at least a decade. The Department of Transportation says fewer than 1.2% of all flights were canceled. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Capitol building received a false bomb threat Wednesday morning. It was one of several state capitol buildings across the country to receive such a threat. The building did not go into lockdown or need to evacuate, as the email threat was quickly deemed a hoax. A spokesperson with the Department of Administration says that they took additional safety measures to ensure the safety of everyone in the building. Respiratory illnesses are on the rise in Wisconsin, and there's no let-up in sight. Dr. Jeffrey Potoff is Chief Quality Officer for UW Health.
We are seeing an increase in number of patients admitted with respiratory illnesses compared with the number of patients admitted around Thanksgiving time. We're up about 40%.
Hospitals are requiring masks again. About 1,000 people in Wisconsin died from COVID-19 last year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks fall to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost again to the Indiana Pacers, 142-130. It's the fourth time in a row Indiana has beat Milwaukee. After halftime, the Pacers came out and scored 47 points in just the third quarter. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
They played harder. They executed better. They're making shots. They're playing together. They're playing fast. They're crashing the board. They're guarding. They're loading. They are double teaming. and they're rebounding the ball.
NFL, the Packers got back several players off the injury list, and Jair Alexander returned after a one-week suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. I asked him if he was surprised he was suspended.
I was surprised by the suspension. I thought maybe I'd get fined.
Will Jair play Sunday against the Bears? Matt LaFleur.
I'm not going to get into too many of the specifics. You guys will find out later in the week, but I will say that it was great to have him back. We had a great conversation on Monday, and I think he's ready to go.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 28 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 17. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 32. Some light snow is possible on Friday night into Saturday. Saturday will be mostly cloudy with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. The Mayor off again today. We've got a couple of very special guests in the house right now. Special thanks to Burke Griffin for joining us today. Special thanks to Katie Marks for verifying our trivia answer, which made Troy a winner. Correct, Todd?
He's the big winner.
Here he is. And now we've got Xavier Luckett from X Factor Massage and Pam Kozowski. Did I pronounce that right?
You did.
Okay. But first of all, Xavier, we're talking, and I said your name wrong at first. I said Xavier, and I explained to you the reason that that word has haunted me. The word Xavier has haunted me all my life because, like I said, I remember the university, Xavier University, yep. And they actually used to play football. Mm-hmm. Xavier did. And they had a great, you wouldn't know this, but their number one football star of all time was Danny Abramowitz. Do you remember Danny Abramowitz?
No, who's that?
Played for the New Orleans Saints. He was a free agent in like 1969 and became the leading receiver in the National Football League. Yes, as a free agent from Xavier University in Cincinnati.
That name is a football name.
And here's another little trivia for you. Did you ever see the movie We Are Marshall?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know who the team was that they got their first win against in that movie and which was true to life?
Don't tell me.
Xavier? Okay.
No way.
Now, here's the ultimate trivia question. Who played the role of Xavier's head coach in that movie? A former Green Bay Packer.
Oh, okay then. So what year did he play for the Packers?
96, 97, 98.
Oh, what position?
Running back.
So we're talking, this is going to be past, oh my gosh. I was born in 94.
He also went on like Oprah's show about, and by the way, in my career in radio, when I'm doing these kind of things, yeah. I always say, youth is not an excuse. Youth is not an excuse. Okay? I wasn't around during the Civil War, but I know who won. All right? So it was Dorsey Levins. Dorsey Levins. Yes. Did you know that, Todd?
I did not know that.
Okay. So anyway. Oh, did you know that, Pam?
I did.
Pam knew that.
Wow.
So another thing. So I told you, when I was working in Tucson, Arizona, doing sports, and I go to interview this boxer, this upcoming boxer, I go, hello, Xavier. How you? And he's like, what? And I go, Xavier? What? I go, I don't know. And he goes, Javier. So that's why I wanted to call you Javier, call you Xavier, but it is with the X Factor. X Factor.
Yep.
Now, you said something before we went on the air here about you played some college football.
Yep.
And you said you went to a school that nobody ever heard of. And what was that school?
It is Vermilion Community College.
Mm-hmm. In Ely, Minnesota.
Yep. Not a lot of people know where Ely is at. Ely is like right on the border of Minnesota and Canada.
So, so I'm going to show you a coffee mug from my alma mater, which our favorite person here, Dr. Kristen, gave me because she works up in Hibbing on a regular basis. So tell me if you've ever heard of this school.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
So have you heard of that school?
Yes. No. I recognize the name.
Mesabi Range Community College.
And I'm pretty sure that is, I would say they're next to this school called Rochester.
Like they're in the Rochester is a lot better.
Yeah. Rochester. They're
good. They were good.
Same area. Right. Oh, were they?
Yeah. No. Mesabi was in Virginia, Minnesota. And my first game with them was in Vermilion, Minnesota against Ely Community College.
Oh, my God. Okay, what position did you play?
Quarterback. We ran the veer.
Ah, yes. I can see you being a quarterback. You're very charismatic.
Really?
And
you can? Come on.
Did I say a good one?
Hey, Todd. Sorry? What's the most backdoor compliment? I can see you being a quarterback. And I thought he'd say, oh, because you got this. You're charismatic. No physical attributes whatsoever. But you're charismatic in the huddle.
Leadership is a skill.
There you go. But we played Vermilion. I was telling Dr. Kristen about this just the other day. That place is so far north, Vermilion. It was like September 4th, and it was snowing and sleet and 40-mile-an-hour winds coming down from Saskatchewan. Yep. That is a tough part of the world. Vermilion, Minnesota is the Ely, yes. Minnesota.
Yes, I remember one time where we were at practice, and we couldn't practice because they said it was bears. I didn't see it, but I was terrified because, you know, I was a kid from, you know, inner city Milwaukee.
And there were bears running around. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yep. That is the far side of the world up there. That's very cool. Well, you went to Appleton West High School.
Yep.
Played football in college. Tell me, how did you get into being a football player at Vermilion College and things like that, too? The owner of X Factor Massage and having somebody as talented as Pam as one of your compadres.
Oh, yeah. So I wouldn't even, you know, being a college athlete and a high school athlete was, like, fun. But, you know, I figure, like, myself to be, like, the average Joe Smo. Like, I saw my dad send me this meme one time. He was like, when you hit 30, you're going to get, like, knee and back pain. So I took that very seriously. And, like, one day I actually woke up and I felt, like, a ton of knee pain. And it was just, like, all the wear and tear. And then I blew out my knee. And then I tried a whole bunch of holistic different ways in trying to heal myself. I know I went and had multiple surgeries and they did not work out. And, you know, I tried things that the physical therapist did, and it did not work out for me. And then I kind of, you know, was dissecting the truths of the medical industry and then doing things that I learned. And then, you know, I ran into Pam, and Pam actually found me and came in for a massage at one of the old places that I worked at. And, you know, she really put some confidence in me and an embedded confidence in me to, like, pursue X Factor, and, you know, and then she gave me the opportunity to, you know, work beside her.
If you could put it in a little mission statement, what is X Factor Massage?
Oh, it is a healthy life, a healthy, loving lifestyle.
Very nice. And what are some of the components of that?
Ooh, that is, I feel like we get caught up in the physical, and I feel as though sometimes the body's aches and pains also show up in the mental. So
this is holistic. And it's funny, we were talking about this yesterday, huh, Todd? With Dr. Kristen.
Yeah.
About holistic.
Yep.
And this is very interesting. Okay, so then Pam, owner of Valley Acupuncture and Wellness. Like I said, I suffered a back injury. I told Todd it was a time when I was trying to lift a car off some people that were trapped under it, and I herniated a disc. Yeah,
but that's not exactly the truth, is it?
It was lifting my one-year-old son out of a car seat. Almost the same concept, you know?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, and I blew a disc. All the sports I played, all the wood I've cut, all the trees I've cut down, all this, nothing. Lifting my son, and I still remember how I did it wrong. Because he was sleeping, and it was kind of like, and so I didn't want to wake him. It was Christmas Day, and I'm trying to lift him, like, you know, bent way over and lift him straight up.
Yeah.
And I felt like somebody literally stabbed me right in the back with an ice pick. And it has bothered me since then, 25 years later. And Pam, tell me a little bit about, how did you get into the acupuncture business, and what do you find as the major benefits of it for somebody that deals with pain on a regular basis?
You know, I got into acupuncture. I was a massage therapist first, actually.
Okay.
And then
I will say this. That's what I, when I first did that, and I thought I pulled a muscle. So what I did is I hired somebody, you know, found somebody that would come to my house for the, okay. Mm-hmm. So they did that, and I cried because I have this herniated disc, and I was telling her, oh, go as deep as you can. Really, really work it. And just you know, those nerves that were, ah! And I think, well, this is going to make me feel so much better.
You know, I got into a massage, actually, because I for stress and panic attacks, anxiety kind of brought me down that road. I used to sell cars prior to this.
Oh, wow.
So, yep, I sold cars and started having panic attacks and just kind of took a different career path.
So what is your, like, when somebody comes to you, mm-hmm. what is your number? I mean, do you, like, ask him a bunch of questions, or is it kind of one massage, you know, cures all type of thing?
when somebody comes in to see me, a lot of times, I mean, you know, I do treat quite a bit of neuropathy is what I see the most.
What's that?
Neuropathy is when you lose sensation in your nerves and your typically in your feet or your hands.
Okay.
So it could be something from, like, a herniated disc. It could be, you know, we don't really know what's causing it. I see a lot of times it's spinal stenosis, but you know, there's, you know, we do treat just like, you know, Xavier was talking about holistically, you know, whereas massage is going to relax the muscles around it. We're going to actually go to what's causing those muscles to react the way that they are. So they don't keep reacting that way.
Is it mind causing the muscles to do those things?
I wouldn't necessarily, it can be emotional, but someone that, you know, maybe you have a herniated disc, maybe you had some aspartame or something, or maybe you came in contact with some Roundup and that's causing inflammation in the spinal cord and that's causing, I don't know, it could be a multitude of things, but we treat holistically. So we look at what's going on chemically, bacterial, viral, and remove those obstacles and then treat the cause of the muscles being, you know, problematic. Xavier will help work those out and we try to help you feel better.
I have read about it as your environment can affect you physically
absolutely.
More than almost anything, can't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I was in a knee cart last year. I was in a knee cart, plantar fasciitis. It was killing me for months.
I've had that. That's the worst. Isn't
and it was all based out of aspartame. I got rid of the aspartame and
really,
and my foot pain went away.
What? Okay. Yeah. What?
So like diet soda and stuff like that.
I would never drink diet soda. Where you get it is bottled water.
What?
It's in all of our bottled water. Yep.
Xavier, have another bottle of water.
Yeah, no, look, she told me that too, and like it totally shocked me. I was like, how is it aspartame and water? I was like, no way.
How is it?
It doesn't have to be labeled, because you know how, like, you know, I prefer, you know, Chippewa or Smart Water. You might prefer Aquafina, something. There's different chemicals in all those different types of waters, and that makes you crave them. Whatever is in your microbiome that wants you to crave those whatever's in that water.
I've heard one thing about if you let bottled water in plastic, you know, get warm, that can cause problems. Is that true?
It leaches into the water. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Xavier, how do you put all this together with, you know, with what you do?
Oh, so, like, me and Pam, we operate differently, but, like, it's just a holistic approach. And I just, for me, like, I'm dealing with more of, like, tissue work. And she's dealing with, like, everything as a whole. Like, she has so many different modalities.
That's what I was going to say. This is
so
like
many.
A whole...
So Man. Many different modalities.
All right. Well, we hold that thought. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the different levels of people, from a young athlete to the weekend warrior type to, like, old broken down people like myself. Okay. All the different levels and how to treat the different people. And then somebody like Todd, who's just a unique guy in himself.
Leave me out of this.
We don't have him quite figured out yet. This is great stuff. Xavier Luckett, X Factor Massage, Pam Kozowski, Valley Acupuncture, back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Her name is Pam Yonke. But you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Jahnke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the fabulous farm babe, Pam Jahnke, on WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the mayor. Show the mayor with the day off today. Todd capably filling in. We're with Xavier Luckett, X-Factor Massage, and Pam Kososki, owner of Valley Acupuncture and Wellness. Well, Xavier, now, if you have a young person coming in, because, you know, when I was, you know, a young person, there was nothing. I mean, you'd have a trainer tape your ankle or, you know, do whatever. I mean, there was no sports medicine, so to speak. And
yep.
And you just played your sports during the season, didn't do much in the off season. And right now, if you're involved with sports, you're either real serious or you're not playing sports.
Yep.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
So, but it, on the I don't want to say negative aspect of it, but just one thing that comes with that, you can wear yourself down. You can get these strains and sprains from working out and everything. What's your advice to the young athletes, having been an athlete and probably still are an athlete, with some of these things? What do you try to preach to them?
Stretch, and then stretch violently, because you want to keep the elasticity of the joints. And what I mean by stretch violently is to do dynamic stretching. So that basically means that when you stretch, you're stretching to the full range of motion, and you're pushing almost to the brink of, like, where you feel, like, that tightness of, like, where you feel like you're going to, like, oh, I can't hold this stretch. Like, it's extremely painful. You kind of got to go to your happy place. And then you kind of bounce back, because we want that muscle to just have the elasticity of the rubber band. And with young people, they naturally have it. And then so we want them to keep that elasticity. Now, with an older person, as you brought up.
Like Todd.
Thank you.
How about this?
Like the mayor. He's not here, but we'll kick him under the bus anyway.
How about a well-aged person? There
okay.
we go.
Okay.
Something
okay.
better. Well-aged
seasoned.
Person.
Well-seasoned.
Well-seasoned. There we go.
Thank
there
you.
We go.
Thank you.
There we go. We kind of want to, like, not go so violent. We want to do a lot of tissue work because, you know, we've been through a lot. You know, the motor has ran for, you know, a couple of years.
Yeah, we got the point, Xavier. Wow.
You know,
wow.
Thanks for being on with us.
Yeah.
that old Ferrari might need a couple of oil changes. You
all
know.
Right, fine.
Maybe you're running diesel. I don't know.
I'm an old Jeep. I'm an old Jeep that's rusting out.
Yeah, so then we want to kind of prime it. You want to prime out the muscles, do a lot of fascial tissue work, and release some of the tissues. And then we want to start, like, with more of the static stretching, which is not as violent, which is like a longer hold. And then we want to start getting to, like, the violent stretching and working the elasticity of the
I've
muscles.
Never heard the term violent stretching before, but I like it. I understand the concept. Yeah. Said, but we're always so afraid to, you know, have that thing snap like a rubber band on you or anything. But I like what you're saying, taking it beyond.
So when you went in, you're grabbing your son, right? What happened? It was like, it was very sudden, right? It was
yeah.
very quick.
Boom.
So then we don't train our muscles as we get older. We don't have that quick, violent twitch, right?
Okay.
Or that fast twitch. So we want to have our muscles act like a rubber band, so then it doesn't really affect us when we get that, like, that.
Wow. It's almost like these muscles have been there before.
Yeah, exactly.
Muscle
exactly.
memory. Got a question here, a text here. John, please ask them if they can help people with rheumatoid arthritis and how.
Ooh, that's Pam.
rheumatoid arthritis, you know, there's different causes for it, and I don't want to get anything too controversial over the air, but you know, what we do in the office definitely can help.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that one of those things, when you have it though, it's there forever pretty much when you have arthritis?
Pretty much. I've seen the inflammation markers go down quite a bit, you know, with what I do. Because I don't just do acupuncture. I do this low-level current thing called frequency-specific microcurrent, and we're able to really change, you know, inflammation in the body just in general with that.
Is that what the vibrating type things, those little pads that you stick on?
There's or no? pads. We do conduct it with TENS pads, but you don't feel anything.
Okay.
I don't think there's anybody that does it around here. I think there's one other doctor that does it around here besides me. And other than that, you don't feel anything with it.
I had acupuncture once, like I said, and I'm not a needle guy. In fact, I hate it during the whole COVID thing when you watch the news and it's all you see is people getting shots. I hate watching other people get shots. Like, you can't believe. So I'm not a needle guy, but it doesn't really hurt, does it? Acupuncture.
No, I will tell you, I am also not a needle person.
Okay.
I have fainted. I absolutely hate, I am terrified of needles. So I know that's kind of it's a little different, but no, it doesn't, for the most part, it doesn't hurt.
Okay.
The services you guys offer, this isn't a one and done kind of thing, right? This is preventative. This is long-term care for your body, right?
Right. I'm more of a chronic person. I think Xavier does more acute stuff and he can do some chronic things too.
Yeah. I usually try to go case by case, like depending on if you're working out, I don't know, 5 to 7 times a week, you should probably come in and see me at least once or twice a week, because the load of your body, especially if you're doing something like CrossFit or especially if you're working in a factory. Like, I've gotten a lot of what people would consider the average person or the average Joe Schmo come into the office, working a factory job, and they're moving heavy metal and they're constantly reaching up, twisting to the right, and then they're pulling their low back.
Yeah.
You know how taxing it is to do the repetitive movement? That's how you get hurt, actually, is doing something over and over again. It's like winning the lottery, essentially. You're going to do it eventually.
So what you're saying is you got to push beyond. When you said the violent stretching, you got to push it so you got a little bit of almost like a cushion, huh? That if you push your body a certain place, it's been there before.
Yep, uh-huh. Yeah, look at babies. We start off as flexible, right?
Yeah.
It's because we're sitting in comfortable chairs like these.
Yeah.
That we kind of lose the elasticity of our joints and our muscles. So
small things people can do to kind of help improve.
Oh, well.
Without buying the gym membership and going to the whole,
I would say definitely work out, train train like you're 7 years old. I feel like we don't do the movements that we did as kids, right? So we don't want to do the whole in our generation.
Yeah,
thing,
yeah, yeah.
Right? Playing outside, right? Because we go outside now in the summertime and we see all the kids inside, right?
Yeah.
And then we even ourselves are inside, right?
Yeah.
We are not doing all of those movements of jumping around, climbing on things. We are, animals at heart. And we don't do those animalistic movements that...
We've become almost muscle-specific over the years from...
Yes.
Hey, reading too much about how to do this for your quad or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I just think about even something like yoga. Yoga's fantastic. You guys should really check out...
We got yoga mats.
Yoga mats?
Yeah, Dr. Kristen brought us yoga mats.
They're still in their wrappers.
They're still in the wrapper, but we're going to do it.
You guys should check out Yoga 3 downtown Appleton, and then you should check out this instructor named Ashley McConnell. She's fantastic. She really helped me heal my body, because I can't stretch myself, people, by the way. So it's very, very good modality to heal yourselves too.
Outstanding. I got another text here. I don't know. I think this is just somebody giving me a shot. How about high cholesterol? Anything you can do about that?
Pam?
Again, that's going to be case by case, but we look at liver health with that, and try to do what we can to help the liver function properly.
Okay, we're going to end it there, Todd. I don't want to talk about my liver right now. This has been fantastic. Xavier Luckett, X Factor Massage, where are you located?
613 North Lindell Street, Appleton, Wisconsin.
Fantastic. Pam Kozowski, owner of Valley Acupuncture and Wellness. You're located where?
Same place, 613 North Lindell Drive, Appleton.
Fantastic. Wonderful having you guys on. We'd love to have you back on again, because we're going to have a million more questions for you after this, okay? I love what you're saying, though. This is fantastic.
Thank you.
Great being here, and great meeting an Ironman.
Yes, nice.
A million Ironman.
I don't claim them. All right. Pointers go.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Bill Clinton's name appeared in documents released that relate to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. One Epstein victim, Virginia Giuffre, did not accuse Clinton of wrongdoing, but her attorney said that he was a key person who could provide information about Epstein and his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
There are more documents to come later today. Giuffre's lawyer has said the public has rightly demanded to know how Epstein operated his vast global sex trafficking enterprise and got away with it for so long.
Former President Trump has said he knew Epstein like others did in Palm Beach, Florida. He's not accused of wrongdoing. He's seeking another term in the White House and asked the Supreme Court to overturn the Colorado decision that bars him from the state primary ballot. And the U.S. says it was not involved in blasts in Iran that killed at least 95 people during a ceremony for a military commander killed in a U.S. strike. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin are working to form a union. They're being represented by the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals. They say that unionizing will help improve their working environment and enhance patient care. They expect around 100 Planned Parenthood workers to be included in the union. 22 states raised their minimum wage on New Year's Day, but not Wisconsin, where baseline pay remains at $7.25 an hour. More businesses are raising pay on their own, but not everyone benefits.
For the workers who really have those constraints on opportunity because of their concerns about immigration status, concerns about physical mobility, employers can really take advantage of that.
Laura Dresser is a labor economist who studied the issue for the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 28 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight clear, we'll drop to 17. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, 32. Some light snow is possible on Friday night into Saturday. Saturday will be mostly cloudy with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
We'll be right back.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor show here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, and of course the Civic Media app. Very special guest, man. That was fantastic. We've had a fun show today. Got Burke on today, of course, and the Small Business Spotlight. Xavier Luckett from X Factor Massage and Pam Kozoski, owner of Valley Acupuncture and Wellness. We're going to get them on again because we have a whole bunch more to talk to them about, and we got to get the mayor here to talk about his. We want to do next time they're here today. We want to have them. Violently stretch the mayor.
Can we do that? Like that terminology.
I do too. Violent stretching. We're going to see the mayor get violently stretched. Okay? We're going to do that. Cassie Schultz, UWGB Conference Player of the Week, will be joining up. They are having a great, great season. Congratulations to Troy earlier for winning that Katie Marks verified the worst song ever played back at the old days on our morning show was Boots with the Fur. Boots with the Fur, worst song of all time that we used to play. And we have got Cassie, the pride of Luxembourg Casco, and the top player in the entire conference this past week, Cassie Schultz. Cassie, how are you? Congratulations.
I'm good. How are you guys? Thank
Doing
you so much.
Really good. You guys got a big road trip coming up, but man, you guys have been playing some good basketball.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to Northern Kentucky and Wright State this weekend.
Once you get into that conference season, it's a whole different world, though, isn't it? It's like the non-conference season is kind of fun. You're playing teams you've never played before, traveling to different places. But now with the conference season, it's just kind of like, whew, strap it up and let's go after it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a grind for sure, especially playing two games in 3 days.
Yeah. How about this team, though? You know, I was talking with Coach Borseth yesterday, and he really likes this team. He just really likes the way, and any coaches always, you know, like their teams or whatever. They brought in all the players, but there are some teams that just have it, and we talked about this. You can try to recruit a certain type of team, and on paper you think you got it, and then once it's game time and crunch time and practice time, it just doesn't come together the way you want it to. There is no magic formula. It either happens or it doesn't. Doesn't it, Cassie?
Yeah. I think that we got a really good team this year. I think that we just have a lot of people that can step up at any time. I mean, we have a new leading scorer like every game and new leading rebounder and like things like that. So I think we just have a lot of people that can step up each day, and we all work really hard together, and we all have like the same goal in mind. So yeah, I think we have a really good squad.
And you have to have that because, you know, you don't want to talk about injuries, but it's just a part of the game. There's no question about it. It's a physical, tough game. People don't realize how physical women's basketball is, especially at this level. I mean, it's bruised and battered after every game inside the paint, but you have to have that depth of scorers because, you know, Green Bay has always been known for some phenomenal individual players. I mean, you know, the conference player of the year, they've had so many of them and, you know, drafted and different things, but you got to have that balance and that depth for those nights when those people have off days, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if one of us has an off day, I mean, we have several other people that can step up. And I mean, if we have an injury or something, we have people that can step right in. So yeah, that helps a lot.
Tell me about playing, and you've been through the battles, you've had injuries and you've come back and all these different things. People don't see you guys run out of the court for a ball game and the band's playing and the cheerleaders are having a great time and everybody's, you know, enjoying it. It's great entertainment, but talk about the life of a D1 athlete that people don't see.
Yeah, there's a lot that people don't see. I mean, I think that people think that it's like pure glory, and it is. It's an awesome experience, and I love it, but I mean, it's also a grind. Like, we're going to class, we're going to PT, and we're doing recovery, and we're volunteering, and we're just doing all sorts of things. So there's a lot of things that people don't see behind the scenes, and but yeah, it's definitely a grind, but it's also a great experience, and I'm very grateful that I get to play here.
But there are a lot of great players, high school players. I've done stories on them. I've interviewed them, whatever. They just can't quite make that next step. I mean, because you have to be so mentally tough, because it's not like when you're in high school or you're the superstar, since you're probably a sophomore and a little coddled maybe in some programs because they really need you. And once you get to this level where you're basically, you know, for lack of better words, you're basically paid to play. I mean, you're, you know, the NIL is going on in a lot of different places, but also just with scholarships. I mean, so much is expected of you with so few excuses accepted, like maybe you could have used back in high school, correct?
Yeah, for sure. You have to be extremely mentally tough, and it's your whole life. It's like your job. So yeah, you got to be all in.
So what has been the biggest change for you over the years? Just, I mean, you come in as a wide-eyed freshman, and then, you know, things happen. You guys had the shutdown season. I mean, what you've gone through in your career is unprecedented in some ways in women's basketball history, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, we went through COVID where we wore masks to play college basketball, and we played in an empty gym. So, I mean, we've gone through a lot, but it's still a great experience. And I mean, you're just learning all the time. Like, I think that was one of the biggest things when I got here, was you just learn so much right away and you continue learning. And yeah, so that's a big part of it. I mean, the game's way more fast paced, and everyone is so strong and so fast. So it's just learning to adjust to those things.
I mean, here you come from Luxembourg Casco, legendary athletic programs, obviously, and riding high. And you go from a small town like Luxembourg Casco to being a star on a team that's knocking off top 20 teams. I mean, that went against Creighton and the different teams you guys play. You guys play anybody, any place, any time, and more than hold your own.
Yeah, we do. You just got to show up to every game, like, knowing that you can compete with whoever's out there. I mean, whoever works the hardest, I mean, whoever scores more points, obviously, but it's just like, I don't know, we just play the team in front of us every day, and we know that what our strengths are, what we're capable of. And yeah, I mean, we knocked off Creighton and Washington State and almost beat Maryland. So, I mean, we know that we're capable of playing whoever's in front of us.
We're talking with Cassie Schultz, UW Green Bay star and conference player of the week. We're talking a little bit about the physicality of it. Talk a little bit about what goes on inside the paint. And the funny part is, I always tell people, you know what, if you really want to watch a college basketball game, don't watch the ball as it's being shot, okay? Because everybody will follow the flight of the ball. Watch what happens inside the paint from the moment that ball is let go. And it's an entirely different world going on amongst those people battling for position. Can you describe how tough that is?
Yeah, inside the paint is definitely tough. I mean, I'm more of a guard, so, I mean, rebounding-wise, I'm in there. But I feel bad for the post players. They get beat up down there. I mean, we had a girl the other day get stitches in her forehead because she took an elbow going up for a rebound. And, I mean, it's very physical down there. We're battling against 6'5 post players that are a lot bigger than us, but... yeah, it's a battle in that lane.
You know, I remember back in the day, and I'm so old, I remember when women's basketball really started, you know, competitively, and no one in the world ever would have thought these basketball players are going to be lifting weights on a regular basis. How much weight have you lifted in your career at UW Green Bay?
A lot. Once you get here in summer, that's when, like, a lot of the strength training and, like endurance stuff starts. But we lift during season about twice a week, depending on our schedule. But yeah, lifting is a huge part of it.
But you have to, don't you? Or because, I mean, yeah. Like I say, yeah. They let the big people beat up the little people if you don't stand your ground.
No, yeah, you have to, definitely. I mean, if you take a couple days off from lifting, you definitely feel it. You feel like you lose a little bit of your strength. But yeah, it's a huge part of basketball. I mean, you have to be lifting. You have to be doing conditioning just to keep up with everyone.
If you could go back in time, Cassie, where you're, you know, wide-eyed heading into UWGB and Division I scholarship, all those great things, great career at Luxembourg Casco, if you could go back and talk to that person, like, was it Brad Paisley had that song, if I could talk to myself when I was, you know, 16 or whatever, what would you tell yourself if you could go back in time to that person coming out of Luxembourg Casco?
I don't know. I'm just extremely grateful for the opportunity. I think that each year I'm learning different things about what I can do to get better. And I mean, I'm still working on my strength because I'm not the biggest person out on the court, but I mean, just to have confidence and have fun because it's such a great experience.
Now, tell me a little bit about your family heritage, the athletes you have in your family.
My sister played a little basketball, but she had some knee injuries. My mom was a pretty good baller in high school, and my dad also played in high school.
All at Luxembourg Casco?
No, my dad played for Kewaunee, but the rest of us played for Luxembourg.
Ooh, wait a minute. So somebody from Kewaunee married somebody from Luxembourg?
Yes.
Wow. Was that allowed back in those days?
Yes, it was.
Because, boy, I've covered some of those sporting events over the years. I don't care what the sport is. Is that a rivalry, Kewaunee and Luxembourg Casco?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we played Kewaunee a few times and had a lot of close games.
And I remember being in those gyms that were just electric. Great settings for sports.
Yeah, great settings, full of people.
Tell me about your cousin who's a great athlete at Luxembourg Casco. The quarterback.
Which one?
The quarterback.
Oh, Max?
Yeah.
Yeah, Max is a phenomenal athlete. I mean, he got injured last year, didn't know if he was going to come back, and then brings his team to state for the first time. I mean, he's an unbelievable athlete, and now he's back wrestling, too, and has gone to state every year. So, yeah, he's a good athlete.
That's incredible. What a great place to go to high school. I remember, you know,
Ted
and I have done so many games up there, football games up there, but I've covered so many sports, wrestling meets and all different things. Just a fun place to play sports, isn't it?
Yeah, I loved playing. I know they have a new gym over there, but I loved playing in our old gym because we had all of our students on the stage, and it was a great atmosphere. It was loud, and the other team hated it.
That's the fun part of high school. And it was always hot. It was always really hot in those gyms.
Oh, yeah.
That was the fun part. So when are you guys heading out now? You're going to where, Wright State?
Yep, we're heading out today for Wright State. Or no, we're going to Northern Kentucky first, and then we'll head to Wright State after the game.
Bus trip or flying?
We're flying, but we actually have to bus back because we don't have the planes available.
And busing back from where, Dayton?
Yeah, so a good 8 hours, I think.
I was going to say that is a long trip on a bus from Dayton.
Know.
Yeah. Well, listen, conference play is always a lot of fun. You're always going to be facing hostile people. They don't like you guys because you've won so many times. You feel it every time you walk into one of those gymnasiums, don't you?
Yes. Everyone wants to beat Green Bay.
Everybody. They always have. Well, I'll tell you what, Cass, you guys are off to a phenomenal start this year. Tremendous personal goals for yourself, or personal accomplishments, I should say, for yourself. Any personal and team goals you've got from here on out?
Just finish out, win the conference tournament, and, yeah, let's play some NCAA games.
Do you ever, during a course of a game, like a tight game, do you ever tell Coach Borseth, Coach, you got to get a little bit more emotional. Get into this with us, would you? Stop just sitting back. Do you ever have to say that to him?
Nope, never. He's always into it.
Not one time, have you?
Nope.
I'll say. Hey, by the way, did you know that he got kicked out of his last high school football game for punching a guy?
No, I didn't.
True story. True story.
And I'm going to have to ask him today.
Ask him that. He punched this guy, this poor little Italian kid from the UP. And you know what he said? He said, I'd like to punch him again right now because he couldn't stand the guy. Kevin Borseth kicked out of his last high school football game for punching an opponent.
Oh, my goodness. Now I have to ask him.
You got
to
bring that one up for him.
I will.
Outstanding. Cassie Schultz, UWGB Conference Player of the Week of the entire conference, of one of the toughest conferences you'll find. Best of luck on your road trip taking on, what is Northern Kentucky, the Vikings or something?
The Norse,
okay. Taking on the Norse of Kentucky and, of course, Wright State, the Raiders at the Nutter Center.
Yeah.
There you go. Cassie, thanks very much. Have a great trip. Really appreciate you joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Thank you. Cassie Schultz, UW Green Bay, Conference Player of the Week. We're going to set a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
We'll be right back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together, we're Mino and the Mayor on The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, the mayor with the day off today. Todd capably filling in. Very special thanks to Cassie Schultz, UW Green Bay. Great basketball player for them. Pam Kozoski, owner of Valley Acupuncture and Wellness. Xavier Luckett, X-Factor Massage. Burke Griffin for joining us today. We've had a fun week this week, Todd, with some great guests.
You know, speaking of Cassie, whenever we have those high school or college athletes on and stuff, yeah, you just realize it's not just about the sport. I mean, she's a bright individual, right? Very well-spoken, all that. You just see how sports creates that in these young people.
Well, they're so much more advanced than, again, my era was the dark ages. But, I mean, they just come out with so much better, like, personalities. Yep. And they're, I mean, it's just, it's incredible. They're so much more mature than my era. You can't believe it.
We've taken a lot of heat today for our age, though.
Yeah, we have. But well-deserved.
Do you think so?
Well, we've earned it. I'm okay with that. We've earned it. You know what I mean?
I'm definitely going to go see Pam about some...
I didn't know you had so many injuries. Patella tendon?
That knee. Yeah, I'm still dealing with that knee, so...
That's...
And I told this story off the air, but I actually went to see Xavier right after I had the surgery, and I was in rehab and all that kind of stuff for stretching.
Okay.
And had me on the table. I was sweating so bad from just him working through the muscles and stuff like that. Because if you don't have that done on a regular basis, you're tight, you know, you don't have that flexibility like he was talking about, and he just worked right through it. But I'll tell you, I was sweating, and there were tears in my eyes a couple of times.
Yoga is? I mean, brings it to the point of, because how do you lose weight? People say they lose weight doing yoga, and I don't understand that, how you can just almost be lying motionless and lose weight.
I think there's a mindset that comes with yoga, right? I think that it not only is your body stretching and trying to create some calmness for your muscles and joints and all that, but I think your mind is also trying to be calmed at the same time.
Okay.
And I think it's just, you get that feeling of being a healthier individual. So you're probably eating better. You're probably looking at your food choices better, drinking more water, all that kind of stuff.
Now, when you do, have you done the actual yoga, or have you done more of the violent stretching?
I would call it violent stretching. Okay. When I've been through. Yeah.
Okay. And it's like if you told me to stand here right now and put my leg up on this table and bend over, you know, and touch your nose to your knee or whatever they used to tell you to, I could never... ever do that. I mean, I would snap. My hamstring would snap. By the way, I got a text here from somebody. What a very well-spoken young lady. Great interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cassie's, I'll tell you what, I remember the first time we had her on, like this summer or when we first started the show, and one of Jim's buddies that was starting up a business, he said, I need to meet this young lady. I want to hire her. I want her to run the business I'm opening up in Green Bay, because she was so well-spoken and she was so sharp and so whatever. So those, you know, and that's the thing too about these days, if you play D1 sport or any level, really, there's no gimmies classes wise.
Right.
I remember one time I was in that one school that brought me, and that had ashtrays, let's put it, but I remember I had health, volleyball, golf, and like English something. I had the easiest classes in America, and could slide through. It was on the trimester type thing, so it was, you know, a few weeks, whatever. And, oh, I think photography I had as well. That's and it's like, but nowadays, these classes these young athletes have, incredible. I mean, when she was talking about even in high school, she had, what, AP statistics that one time, and I had, like, general math, and they just let you slide by. It's not like that anymore. It's these kids. I'll tell you what. People can say whatever you want about different generations. This generation of kids coming out right now are so further advanced in so many ways than generations before. It's mind-boggling.
Well, they've got more than one TV channel in their hometown or whatever, right?
But I'm okay. But let me just say something about it. Yes, I grew up with one TV channel on a black and white TV. Yes, but I'll tell you what, I could still name almost the day of the week and tell you, like, the top shows that I would watch. Like, Sunday nights with Bonanza, you couldn't miss that. You couldn't miss Bonanza.
All right.
You couldn't miss Gunsmoke. Those are two. You couldn't miss Mannix. Do you remember Mannix?
Yeah.
Oh, loved Mannix. You couldn't miss Andy Griffith.
Okay.
You could not miss, well, another one on Sundays that I loved, although I really disliked the guy because, it was a long story, but Gentle Ben.
Okay. Yep.
So it's Ron Howard's little brother, who turned out to be weird, kind of like a weird-looking guy. He's like, okay. And that was his dad that, okay. But I'll never forget the episode. You're too young. But I'll never forget the episode when they had Bart Starr as a special guest. And I want to say this is right after they won their first Super Bowl. Bart Starr was the special guest. And it was like kids football, and somebody won an autographed pair of cleats from Bart Starr for yada yada. And the kid had the dilemma, do I score the touchdown, try to score the touchdown myself and be the hero and get the cleats from Bart Starr, or do I hand it off to somebody that'd be a better play or something like that? So there was that dilemma when you're a kid. It's like, what is it, best for the team or best for yourself? And I thought that was a great learning experience. And I can say honestly, I thought to myself, grab the cleats.
Yeah,
are you kidding me? Grab the cleats. You got Bart Starr's cleats forever.
So I went online. I actually have a photo. If you see it up on your screen.
Yes.
There's the bear.
Oh, my
and
God.
There's Bart Starr.
And there's Ron Howard's little brother.
Yep. Yep.
And that's his dad. That's the one. That's, oh, my God. What does it say, when it was the year? I want to say 1968.
Let me see if it says here. It is 1968.
1968. There you go.
My gosh, your memory is crazy, man.
Well, it's from the vodka. It improves your memory.
It improves your memory and
absolutely
shoots your
yes, it does. Liver. So anyway, this has been a fun show. What do we got going on tomorrow, Todd?
Well, let's see. Our normal lineup is all lined up for us tomorrow.
Excellent.
We've got Christy Barlament on and Dennis Peters from the Glam Band later in the show. Who else is on tomorrow with us? We've got Mark Hewson is around.
Yep.
And Brittany Merlot is going to join us for a look ahead to the weekend weather.
Fantastic. And think the mayor will be back tomorrow? We got to give him a hard time.
He says so, yeah.
Lack of violent stretching, all those kind of things. Hey, one other thing I want to talk about real quick here. The small business thing that people we want to get on.
Yeah.
Talk about that real quick if you can.
Well, what we want to do is we want to feature people who have created businesses and services in our communities in Northeast Wisconsin, from Oshkosh to Green Bay, and let them come in and tell their story, not just about their business, but how they got there, what that business and what they're trying
that
to do in the community.
Story.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's the most interesting thing, because you find out a lot of people get into their line of work because of something that happened earlier in life. So we want to feature that, and we're inviting people to reach out to us anytime.
Please text us. How do they text us, Todd?
They can text us on the Civic Media app. Download the app. Choose WGBW or WISS. Lower right-hand corner, there's a text button there. You can hit us up on Facebook, too, whatever. We'll get all that information.
Yeah, but please do. If you want to nominate somebody to bring on for our small town success stories, or should say small town, small business success stories, please do. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you to all the very special guests that joined us today. And Katie, for helping us out with the trivia competition, which gave Troy some great tickets. Always great working with you, Todd. Thank you very much.
You got it, man.
Back in tomorrow morning. Mighty the Mayor here on WGBW WISS. See ya.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your hometown radio. Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay,
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.